Does anybody know what Friday night or Saturday was? It was Yom Kippur, exactly. We'll talk more about that in a minute, but that's the most holy, it's the only feast of Israel, and that was this, you know, Friday, it was yesterday, basically. It's the only festival of the seven that are found in Leviticus 23 that is not a happy day. It is a day in which they afflict their souls. We'll talk about it maybe even a little bit this morning as we go through it. Okay, let's do this. Go ahead and turn in your Bibles to Leviticus. Let's do this. Turn to 1 Samuel 20. That's where we're going to really get into. 1 Samuel chapter 20. We're continuing our study of the Feast of Israel. And we've been looking at the different section dealings with the different holidays or holy days that God gave to the nation of Israel. It set them apart. Remember, not only was it things for them to remember of what He had done for them, but there was really foreshadows of the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ, and we see a lot of things. This morning, in this lesson, we're going to review just a little bit, but we're going to get into, as I've got it listed, as the monthly and yearly feast. We'll talk about the monthly feast, what it is, and we'll begin the yearly feast, and we'll start talking about Passover, and we'll go as far as we can go, and questions, input. I want you to raise questions or whatever you want to do. We're continuing seeing this, so I hope we can see the picture of Jesus Christ, the foreshadow through those feast days and festivals. Let's begin with a prayer and then we'll get right into the lesson. Heavenly Father, what a great morning. Thank you for our class. Thank you for each one that is here. Most of all, Lord, we thank you for our Savior, Jesus Christ. He indeed is the Savior of the world. He died on the cross. He paid for sin and rose again. Lord, as we think about the Feast of Israel, as we think about the Old Testament law, as we think about the holidays that you gave to the nation of Israel to set them apart, not only do these holidays, Lord, remind them of things that you had done for them, but it was also foreshadows of things that you would do, and especially through the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that when we look in the Old Testament, which was written for our instructions, that there's so many things there that show us and give foreshadows or types of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that everything in the Scripture, everything in our world revolves around Jesus Christ. He is the one who died on the cross, paid for sin, and rose again. The whole Old Testament looks forward to His coming. The New Testament looks back to the one who came. In every aspect of our lives, we run the race with endurance, looking unto Jesus. We're looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior. So, Lord, everything we do centers around Jesus. Help us now, Lord, as we see these different things. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. I told you the story just recently about my friend that when I lived in Starkville, Mississippi. He was a Jewish guy who owned a jewelry store. And I'd go into the jewelry store, because he's a really good guy, and he sold all kind of crosses. I mean, they were everywhere. And I always would kid him. I'd say, "So you're Jewish, why are you selling these crosses?" And he'd say, "Because you Christians will buy them. That's why I sell them." And he was a great guy. And he was the guy I told you about last week that said it was better to be Jewish than a Christian because you had a lot more holidays as a Jewish person. And it's true if you think about it. Right now, in this month, and we'll show you a calendar in just a little bit, in this month there are three holidays, three special days for the Jewish people. One is on the first day of their month, and then on the 10th day of their month, and then on the 15th through about the 17th of their month. So they have three different holidays or holy days right at this time. Let's think back about the whole idea that the nation of Israel came out of Egypt, part of the Red Sea. They went to Mount Sinai and got the law. And under the law, there were three aspects of it. This is a little bit of review, so I'm going to go pretty quickly on the first page or two of the one that says Feast of Israel. We'll go until we, and in fact, we even saw the Sabbath, and I'll remind you of that. Just touch on those, and we'll slow down when we get to the new moon feast. But if you notice, there were three aspects of the law. I think the slide will show it here in just a second. The commandments, the ordinances, and the judgments. And the commandments were the moral code, the ordinances were the sacrifices and the feast, and the judgments were the diet and those kind of things. And remember that they all, really the whole thing pointed to Jesus Christ. And that's what makes it so amazing. I think the next slide fills it in. The commandments showed us that we needed a Savior because you can't keep the Ten Commandments. You can't keep the law. You can't keep it. The second part was the ordinance shows the way of salvation or the way of to be saved. It was through the sacrificial system in which you see the foreshadow of Jesus Christ, and He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And the third part was the judgments of the social code, which was how to live, and that's a picture almost of the Christian life. Now, we're not under the Mosaic Law, but I'm just saying that the Mosaic Law did a number of things. As we think about this study, what we decided to to do, and this is not anything new, and if you want to save your first sheet and go back and write some of this down, but we talked about dividing the feast days or the festivals or the holidays or the holy days into five sections. And the next slide shows those five sections. The first one is weekly feast, and that's the Sabbath. We dealt with that for the last couple of weeks, and we'll just touch on it, but go on. And then the monthly feast is new moon. We're going to talk about that one today. That's why I told you to turn to 1 Samuel chapter 20, because we're going to see new moon feast in the scripture and what it was. Then there were the yearly feast, and that's in Leviticus 23. There are seven major yearly feasts. There's several others that are yearly as well. We'll talk about how they tie together, feasts like Hanukkah and Purim and those kind of feasts. And then there were non-yearly feasts like the sabbatical year and the year of Jubilee and how all that tied together. And we'll see how God had his people and how they operated and those kind of things. And then the last one is special feasts like the wedding feast and the bar mitzvah. I want to show you that. I think the wedding feast, the way the Jewish people did a wedding, is really a picture of Jesus Christ coming to get us. That's really what it is. So it's amazing, amazing. So those were the five things that we looked at and that we started on. Let me remind you of the Sabbath. If you turn the page and look at the back part of the page, the weekly feast is the word, is the Sabbath. What does the word Sabbath mean? It means rest. That's what it means. It comes from Sabbath. Shabbat, which means to rest, that they were to work 6 days and rest on the seventh. That was the pattern. If you remember, this was the pattern given by God to them, Exodus chapter 20. God said, you'll work 6 days, supposed to say 6 days, and rest on the seventh. I think my handout just says work 6 days, but it's 6 days. Work for 6 days and rest on the seventh. Why? Because in 6 days, God created the heavens and the earth and rest on the seventh. Now, one of the principles that we wanted to learn from this was just that we should have rest. You should have a rest day. You should have a rest time. You can't work every day. God's plan was not for a person to do their work 7 days in a row and 7 days in a row and 7 days in a row. Because what happens is we have to have a time for recreation. We have to have a time of rest. Now, a person who works may come home, and on their rest day, they may work out in the garden. They may cut the grass. They may do the flowers. You know, somebody says, well, that's working. Well, it's not working because it's recreation for me. It's not my job. It's something I just want to do. In fact, it's my hobby. It's something I want to do for fun. And so we talked about that. We said that there was a great deal of confusion in the church throughout, that a lot of people think the Sabbath is Sunday. They'll say, oh yeah, the Sabbath day, Sunday. Sunday's the first day of the week. The Sabbath is the last day of the week, Saturday. If a person puts themselves under the law system or puts them under a Sabbath system from the law, then the Saturday's the day you have to rest. Because that's what it is. Most of our culture, people work usually 5 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and most people look at Saturday and Sunday sort of as off days. Some people work 6 days a week, those kind of things. A lot of people work 6 days a week. The key thing is that you've got to have some day, some time that you rest. And if you don't, you're going to end up, see, God has a plan. Whether he says you're under a law system or not, his plan is that since he goes all the way back to creation and shows what he did, work six, rest on one. Bottom line is you need some break. Now, I know that all of us in this room deep down would say, well, yeah, I'm glad I have a break. I'd like a break. The Sabbath was made for man, not man, basically not made for the man was not made for the Sabbath. I think that's typed wrong as well, too. But anyway, I probably need to read this one better before I hand that out from now on, isn't it? That God's principle is that we do need rest, okay? We do need rest. Now, let's continue. Let me just say this. Any questions about the Sabbath? Did any of you grow up thinking Sabbath day is Sunday? Did you grow up thinking that? Okay, so what did you think you had to do? Did you think you were just supposed to be careful on that day? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because I think my mother and daddy, we never went to church. We went to church once when I was 6 and once when I was 12. But I remember my mother one time saying, I was going to go down. We had an elementary school right by my house. I was going to go down on a Sunday and play touch football with a bunch of guys. And I remember mama saying, maybe you shouldn't do that because it's Sunday. Now, we never went to church. But in her mind, I think that Sunday was supposed to be a day that you probably weren't supposed to do a lot of stuff. If y'all thought that the Sabbath was Sunday, what did you think about that day? Could you do anything? Anybody got any input that you want to tell me? I mean, I don't know because I didn't grow up with any of this. Okay, so since Sunday was a Sabbath day, once you went to church, that was like the Sabbath part. You could do any. Could you do anything after church? So kind of Sabbath ended right after church was over. You had to go. Pretty much had to go, didn't you? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anybody else got any background? What?
Well, like I had a job in high school, but I wasn't allowed to work on Sundays.
Is that from your family or from? Okay, because they thought, did they see Sunday as a Sabbath day?
Yeah. Okay. And we didn't go out to eat. Well, we did some, but it always felt bad. Good.
And the reason you felt bad is because you were,
we were making
somebody else work. Yeah, yeah. Anybody else? Anybody else? Yeah.
Well, on Sunday at my house, we got up and killed a chicken.
Okay.
As to feed the preacher.
Yeah, to feed the preacher, right?
And,
but you thought, did you consider that the Sabbath day? Okay. And it was a day of rest, supposedly? That was what? Okay, so after the preacher ate his chicken and left and said his prayer, then, but you couldn't do just anything. You could do something that was sort of restful, right? Okay. Wow. What, do you have your hand up? What did... Work on the and they consider it the Sabbath? Okay.
When I was a young girl, there were towns in Texas that at midnight they closed their doors and didn't open up again until Monday morning.
Businesses or what?
Businesses.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people did that. You know, they used to be blue laws. Anybody know what a blue law is? Yeah. The blue laws, which you could, if you could buy something that, maybe some food at places, but you couldn't buy like a mop. I remember going to a store in Meridian, Mississippi on a Sunday with my mother, and she bought milk, but she also put a mop in there, and they couldn't sell the mop because the mop was not food, and the only thing they were able to sell on a Sunday in that store was food items, because anything else would say, we can't sell you something that's like to do with work anyway, because it's a Sabbath day. Isn't that amazing? Remember, I read last week, little House on the Prairie stuff. That would really make you want to go to church, wouldn't it? Man, okay, yeah. Who else? Hazel?
I was just going to say, I think when I was a kid, that nothing was open on Sunday because I lived in a little town.
Yeah, but nothing was open in your place anytime because your town was so small. No. Now, so when you were growing up, do you remember that nothing was open on Sunday?
Yeah.
What, restaurants? I know, yeah. And that's amazing, isn't it?
You still can't buy liquor on Sunday.
Did you go try it? Freddie said that he tried to get liquor on Sunday, but they wouldn't sell it to him. Is that what you said, Freddie? Did I misquote you somehow?
He's never bought it.
So you can't buy liquor on Sunday even now? It must be because it's the Sabbath. Okay, well, I'm so glad. I'm glad they're limiting it, you know, like that. Yeah. Yeah. How do you know?
We grew up in Ponca City with the refinery and so forth, and I remember at least my grandmother was always, you know, don't go to the movie on Sunday and so forth, and I could never figure out how our nation worked with refineries and such things that were continuous operations. Somebody had to run those things.
Mm-hmm.
It always caused me a lot of grief as to, you know, are we sinners because we do this? And I always held out on the side that I'm going to run the refinery.
Mm-hmm. Something didn't seem right.
Right.
Yeah. Did you have one? Okay. Okay, so when you were, nothing was open on Sunday, and then Walmart came in and was open on Sunday, and so then the other stores started opening on Sunday because they said, we're losing all of our business, is what they thought or said. Yeah. Chick-fil-A's done okay, just by not opening on Sunday, I think. What do y'all think about Chick-fil-A? But anyway, you know, the bottom line is it okay to be open on Sunday? Is it okay to work on Sunday? Because Sunday's not the what? Sabbath. And are we under the Sabbath of the Mosaic Law? We are not. Is there a truth of a Sabbath principle that we should have some time to rest and not work 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days? We're not supposed to do that. You wear yourself out. It's for our own good. The Sabbath was made for, or let's put it this way, a rest day was made for man, not man for the rest day. Okay? Anything else? Yeah, one more. Okay, yeah. Right. Well, that's a great truth. Yeah, there's the freedom and the rest in Jesus Christ. You're exactly right. Oh.
When Charles and I were first married, he said that they lived on a farm in Arkansas, and Sunday was a day of rest. You did not do anything, but him and his mother had to go milk the cows. And so the next Sunday, they had to go to the front and ask forgiveness because they milked their cows every Sunday.
So in their church, they felt like that because they milked their cows on Sunday that they had done wrong. And so the next Sunday when they would go to church, they had to come down to the front to ask for forgiveness because, well, they know as soon as they come home from church and go out and take care of the cows again, they'll be back the next Sunday. So they're pretty much front row people, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's so funny that Jesus said that even under Mosaic Law, he asked him, what if one of your animals falls in a hole? What do you do? He says, you go get it out. That's not work. You know, that's just the way they looked at it. Anything else? You had one thing? Okay.
Well, what I was curious about is the church we came from wasn't that legalistic, but it was Margaret and I had gotten into discussions with the owners of the Family Christian Store whenever they started having Sunday hours, you know, because we didn't think it was right that a Christian bookstore be open on Sunday. And whether biblically it's okay or not, it just, to us, gave the, for those that didn't know any better, and we didn't know until we came here, if they don't know it, it's any better, to me, it, at the time, was one of those that, look, even the Christians don't even respect Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, and that's...
Did you think Sunday was the Sabbath day before you came here?
I don't know if I would consider it Sabbath, but it was a holy day of some sort. It was like Saturday had been moved to Sunday.
You know, okay, I got you. The Lord's Day became the Christian Sabbath is what has happened throughout history, where we see that it's not the way. Okay, well, I guess we could stay on the Sabbath forever, but let's move on to the New Moon Feast, okay? So the New Moon Feast was a monthly feast, and at the beginning of a month called Rosh Chodesh. Now, Rosh Hashanah means the beginning of the year, Rosh Chodesh, which means the head of the month. And at the beginning of the month, there was a 1 or 2 day celebration. You remember the Jewish calendar is based on the moon, so when a new moon would come, it'd be the start of the month. Sometimes they would have 1 day, sometimes they'd have 2 days. I don't know. If I, you know, from scripture, you can see when they had one or when they had two, we don't know. But I want you to see something. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 20. David is running from Saul, and I want you to see what happens. Let's see. Look at verse 5 of 1 Samuel 20. David calls Jonathan, and notice what he says. So David said to Jonathan, behold, tomorrow is the new moon. And I ought to sit down to eat with the king, but let me go that I may hide myself in the field until the third evening. If your father misses me at all, say, David earnestly asked leave of me to run to Bethlehem, his city, because it's the yearly sacrifice there for his whole family. So you can see that in the scripture there was a time called the new moon, in which they would basically rest. And what they would do is at the start of a month, it was for them to remember what God's done for them. Once again, just like the Sabbath day was a rest day and they would think about what God has done for them, at the start of a month, either 1 or 2 days, they would have a feast, they would have a festival, they would eat, and they would remember what God has done for them. David's running from Saul, and so he tells Jonathan, tomorrow's the new moon, let me go, I'm not going to come. And when your dad says, when King Saul looked at Jonathan and said, where's David? He ought to be at the feast here, sitting at the table for the new moon feast. Look down at verse 24. So David hid in the field, and when the new moon came, the king sat down to eat food. And the king sat on his seat as usual, the seat by the wall. And Jonathan rose up, and Abner sat down by Saul's side, but David's place was empty. David wasn't there for the new moon feast. Nevertheless, Saul did not speak anything that day, for he thought maybe it's an accident. Maybe he's not clean. Surely he is not clean. So what he thought was that David somehow got messed up and had to hold out a day. Because if you were unclean in some way, you had to offer some sacrifice and have to wait till the next day. He just figured David got unclean somehow. Maybe he touched a dead animal. Maybe he touched some. So he couldn't come to the festival the first day. So he's going to wait. He says, I'm sure David will be there the second day. And on the 27th, it came about the next day, the second day of the new moon, that David's place was empty. So Saul said to Jonathan, why has the son of Jesse not come to the meal either yesterday or today? Now, we won't go into the whole story because you know what happened after that. But what I wanted you to see is that every month, at the start of a month, it's called Rosh Chodesh, head of the month, they had a 1 or 2 day festival, feast, that they would eat, and they would remember what God has done for them. And I think, if you go to the next slide, I think it says, it was to have the nation stop monthly and think about God who controls all things. I mean, that's really the bottom line. And realize that they were to stop. And when they offered sacrifices, what are the purpose of sacrifices? Some of them are just Thanksgiving times, but what's another purpose of some of the sacrifices? Covering sin. And so on a monthly basis, they would think about the fact that they needed their sins dealt with and a Messiah was coming. And we need to stop and realize that we have a Savior, and that we need our sins dealt with, and that Jesus Christ came and died on the cross and paid for sin and rose again. And let me tell you another thing. Just from these first two, the Sabbath day and the new moon, we are not under any of these laws. But what if every Sunday when we came to church, it's not a Sabbath day, it is the Lord's day, but what do we remember every Sunday when we come together? The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's exactly it. He died on the cross, paid for sin, and rose again. Why are we worshiping on this day? I mean, why not Thursday, right? Or Friday? I mean, why Sunday? Why the first day of the week do we worship? It's because Jesus rose from the grave on the first day of the week. So every time we come weekly, we remember the death and resurrection of Christ. It's not a bad idea that at least monthly we remember what Jesus Christ has done for us, because that's what they did. You know, in the summers we have monthly what? Fellowship suppers, and we all come together as a body and we eat and we play games and we just have a great time. It's the whole idea of fellowship. But why do we get to do that? It's because we have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for us and paid for our sins, and is just powerful. So I put those verses for you, verse 5, 24, 26, 27, but the whole purpose there was to remind them of what God has done. Now, you can't, I don't know if you wanted to write all that down, but you can look through it, the verses, and see the new moon and when it was. Now, from that, I want to just talk with whatever time we have left. Let's talk about the yearly feast. And there are 7 yearly feasts found in Leviticus 23. I want you to turn over there again. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. It's third book of the Old Testament, third book of the Bible. Leviticus 23. We've already read these verses before, that God said, I will set apart some holy days for my people. I want you to see, I want to just give you 2 of them this morning just to talk about for a second. And then if we have any time, I want us to look at Deuteronomy for a second. Look at Leviticus 23. Look at verse 4. These are the appointed times of the Lord, holy convocations, which are to proclaim at the times appointed for them. Notice verse 5. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight, is the Lord's Passover. Then on the 15th day of the same month, there is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to the Lord. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. Now, I want to do this. Kevin, can you find the calendar one? It's about 2 or 3 slides. Maybe it's actually maybe the next slide after this one. Okay, I know you can't read this, but I want to show you. This is our month. This is the month of September. And maybe you can see that this is the 19th. We're right down here. But going back to the 8th and the 9th, this month of September for Jewish people was Rosh Hashanah, which is the Feast of Trumpets. On the back of your handout, the last two pages, I have listed for you the seven yearly feasts. And you can see that there's Passover and all that. But if you look at the one that's in the seventh month, it's called Rosh Hashanah. And I just want you to see this on our own calendar. I know that's the bell. But on the 8th and the 9th of this month was Rosh Hashanah. For every Jewish person, it was the new year on their calendar. The Jewish New Year. Okay? And then if you looked over to last Friday night and Saturday, which was yesterday, it was Yom Kippur. Yom means day. Kippur means covering. For the Jewish people, it was the highest holy day of their lives because it was the day they remember their sins have to be covered. That's why it's called Yom Kippur. Now, the problem is they don't realize that sin's already been paid for. Because they don't believe in Jesus as the Messiah, Savior. But Jesus already paid for all sins. Now I want you to see one other thing. This Wednesday on the 22nd, it's called Sukkot, which is the Feast of Tabernacles, and it goes 7 days, and it starts on the 22nd, and you can't see it all on this, but it'll go all the way to about the 30th, or even in the next month. But I just wanted you to see that in this month, going on right now are three Jewish festivals that we're going to study. It's going to take us a few weeks to get to these three, but I just wanted you to see that they're doing it. If you talk to a Jewish person on Friday, it was, if they're observant in any way, it would be a very important day for them. Now, bell's already rung. Is that right? Okay, remind me if you want me to tell you about how they deal with it. Of course, we can get to it when we study it, when we get to it going through Leviticus. Okay, seven yearly feasts that are found in Leviticus 23. We'll get more on that starting next time. Heavenly Father, help us, Lord, as we look at these different holidays that you gave to the Jewish people that are foreshadows of Jesus Christ. And Lord, as we think of Sabbath, how they were to work and rest, work 6 days and rest on the seventh, we actually rest on the first day, and then we can work for 6 days. And we thank you, Lord, that as we come together on the Lord's day, we can remember what Jesus Christ has done, and we can take it as a rest day, not that we are legalistic and are bound under it, but we have great freedom. And Lord, as we think about the new moon feast and the monthly feast, the Rosh Chodesh, realizing that every month we should remember what you have done for us. In fact, Lord, every day we should remember what you have done. Lord, help us as we continue to go through these feasts when we look at Passover and unleavened bread and first fruits and tabernacles and trumpets and Pentecost and Yom Kippur and all of these different feasts, that we will see a picture of our Savior Jesus Christ. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.